It is a big one.
But right now we've got another special friend we've run into. Who are you?
Hey.
How's it going?
It's all so sudden.
You know, I'm recognizing the face, but I'm having a hard time with the name.
Yes. I'm the redundant man of redundancy.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
So we lost the theme song.
We lost
song,
your
huh?
theme song in the move 2 years ago. Sorry,
man,
bro.
That sucks.
Man, that does.
It just sucks.
Well, anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you very much.
Get to this.
Now,
so you having fun?
Yeah, let me...
Okay, all right, get on with this.
Sorry.
Yeah,
no,
we don't have time for your crap. Just
what else?
Do the bit.
Okay.
I wanted to see how he was doing, you know.
We don't have time for your crap. So, yeah, I asked the same question over and over and over and over again.
But it's
That's
worded
my bit.
Differently.
Mm-hmm. It's
right.
The same question.
Over and over and over.
And over.
Right. So, I did it at Media Day with a Seahawk, and here we go. Killer, I don't know if you're there, but...
To leave a mark and make a statement about our team.
Whoa.
And,
that ain't it. Son of a bitch.
All right. Let's try again.
No,
we got a little wiggle room here.
Hang on just a second here, honey.
The ticket.
Would it be A?
What are you doing?
I think he's trying to find it.
Randy, you got a quick sec?
No, that's not it. What is going on here?
I don't know. You're the redundant man of redundancy.
I swear to God, I hate the Super Bowl so much right now.
Feet.
That is the only thing that can save us right now is a good old Norm fart. Yeah, bud.
Is it going?
It seems to have gone away from the old playlist.
We'll play something else.
Hang on, let me see if this is it.
Pete is very big on number chill. All right, name, number.
This is it. You ready? Okay, go.
Okay.
Walter Thurman III, University of Oregon. Cornerback. Fair enough. All right, you guys.
Walter somebody the third.
Walter
He's
Thurman.
A cornerback.
He starts now.
Oh, that's Walter Thurman, the starter?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I think so.
And don't turn the ball over.
All right, hang on.
Chill. All right, name, number, college. Walter Thurman III, University of Oregon. Cornerback. Fair enough. All right, if you guys play good defense and don't turn the ball over, clearly that gives you the best chance to win, correct?
Most definitely. Pete is very big on numbers and stuff like that, winning the turnover margin. And when we have that, I think within the past like 3 years, we've only lost like 2 games. We were plus or even in the turnover margin. So I mean, our odds are very high when we don't give the ball away, and when we get multiple takeaways as well. So I mean, that's part of our game plan, and it's going to continue.
Solid defense and zero turnovers. I mean, it can be the difference in the game.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, they say defense wins championships and stuff like that. So we're a very prideful group over here on the defense. A lot of guys play with a chip on their shoulder, and we're a band of brothers out there. We're looking forward to the opportunity.
It seems the offense, they do a pretty good job of holding on to the rock. I know they've had a couple turnovers in the playoffs, but it's such a huge factor along with the salty D.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I mean, we get those guys prepared every day in practice. You know, I mean, I don't think anyone practices like us in around the league. It's high competition, and they get to go against the best defense in the league, and so they're always prepared every day we come out.
Yeah, I mean, if you protect the ball like you should, and the defense, you know, comes to play like you're talking about, the outcome could and should probably be in your favor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have to limit the mistakes that
He's
we have
trying.
On offense and defense and special teams. We can't give them cheap penalties and anything like that, and we have to play sound just in the football.
And your defense is tops in the league, and if it plays to the paper and you protect the pumpkin, you can probably smell a victory right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to come down to our preparation. I mean, that's going to be that's the biggest thing, you know, and I think we've been preparing great the past week and a half, and We're looking forward to continue finishing this week off and continue to prepare and get ready for the game someday.
What's your opinion on great defense and turnover-free football in relation to winning football?
They kind of go hand in hand a little bit, you know. When you're disciplining your technique and you're not giving up any explosive plays, the outcome is usually favorable for the defense as well as the team in general, especially when you're not turning the ball over and stuff like that. So I think those are going to be the biggest things for us this Sunday. We know they have an explosive offense over there. You know, Peyton Manning's going to be very methodical with his approach. And I think it's going to come down to being disciplined.
So we've seen these Super Bowls enough to realize that the teams that don't turn the ball over and play good defense typically end up on top.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how it is. I mean, it's been kind of that way for us during the season. And we're 60 minutes away, and I think everyone's mind is to win a championship, you know. And, I mean, you don't come to the Super Bowl to hope to win. You want to win, you know. I mean, that's the mindset. And if you don't have that mindset, then it's going to be a difficult day for you.
Here, I have one more question. Hang on.
Some guy jumped in there and just started asking him a question. And so I turned around and said, hang on, I have one more question.
It's going to be a difficult day for you. Here, I have one more question. Hang on. So no fumbles and no interceptions in big time D. That's the goal.
And special teams. I think special teams is going to be the X factor in this game. You know, special teams usually gets overlooked. I mean, if you look at the game, Super Bowl last year, I mean, special teams almost won the game for the Ravens last year, you know, with the kickoff return to the house and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think special teams is going to be a crucial aspect of this game, as well as not turn the ball over and getting in turnovers. I mean, that's going to be crucial for both teams this week.
Okay, thanks, bro.
Yeah. Doug could have gone all night long.
I know.
His head was spinning.
Yeah.
After
I don't know how else to answer this question, man.
Yes, after the third or fourth or fifth question, his head was spinning. But to his credit, he figured something was up, so, okay, let's just answer the questions. Let's just, you know, get through this thing and then figure it out.
Typically of the interviews we do, I don't know if I know we've talked about this in the past. Typically one of these guys that we've talked to ends up making a big play, you know? Mm-hmm. Even though Jake says this guy's now starting.
That could be him.
I'm putting my money on him to make a big play. He sounds really serious and into it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him at Media Day. He was no nonsense.
Yeah.
He wasn't goofing around like everybody else.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
Well,
redundant man of redundancy. You did well down here.
See you later.
All right. See you later.
Bye, Danny.
See you next year.
Okay.
All right. It's 5:52 here on the